how to use your Saturday routine to include exercise and mindfulness. I think it's fair to say that my work at the Sado School began and is still very firmly rooted in why people found sourdough easier to digest than normal bread. And I noticed over time that most of the people that came on the course would come back afterwards and say that they felt better. And looking at different pathways and examining how the bread helped people feel good, feel well, feel more energized, and increased the, I guess, the quality of life and that connection to each other, and I guess to live our best life possible, brought me to have a really close look at the habits and routines around the bread making. And the evidence really began to stack up that fermentation alone wasn't the only reason that people could digest sourdough more easily. So my own experience of running a house, children, pets, husband, family, work commitments left me lacking in doing any exercise or even being still enough to appreciate the beautiful things that I had in my life. And so I began to use the baking routine itself to purposefully include both exercise and mindfulness into the routine of baking. So when it came to sourdough and understanding the gut and that impact of what made us feel good, we can't just look at fermentation alone to explain the changes in how we feel when we incorporate this baking routine into our lives. So what I learned to do was use the pauses whilst I wait for the leaven to be ready when I made the retarded ball, for example. And that would give me a window to get outside. So walking or cycling improves memory. The evidence is that it helps improve your attention span and increase levels of hormones and neurotransmitters that make you feel more positive and more energized. Then that includes dopamine, serotonin, and noradrenaline. You don't even have to exercise a lot to get these benefits. So even if you aim for about 30 minutes of walking or a bike ride, and just getting enough pace to get your heart pumping, this will have a huge impact on many areas of your life, not least your energy. And so when you see glimpses of me on my social media, or if you see the Sado School, you'll see that I actually have my beautiful bikes in the school. They remind me to get out that day. And you'll see pictures consciously on my social media of actually stepping outside of the Sado School itself and taking photos of walking down to the church or up to the reservoir here. Literally just being able to get out into the sunshine, it clears your head and it makes you feel great. So the bread making process itself offers a structure to include or make lifestyle changes. So when I stand back and look at why baking is part of who I am, it's because it's a rhythm. It just becomes part of routine. And this is what we try and teach, to make this part of a lifestyle, going to the farmer's market, walking and engaging with people, going for a swim. And I swim in, I do what's called cold water swimming. And a little bit like sourdough, I've been doing that since I was about, actually before I made sourdough, probably since I'm about 9 or 10 years old, I've been swimming in reservoirs and lakes for my entire life. And you can pop these moments, these opportunities in whilst adding your water as part of the bassinage, for example. That will give you about 20 minutes, or between the stretch and folds, or whilst you are waiting for your leaven to be ready. Now, both exercise and meditation and being in the moment with your dough actively decrease symptoms associated with stress and anxiety and depression. It's wonderful because exercise floods your brain with endorphins, and I guess in turn that makes making your bread routine even more beautiful and joyful. Physiologically, walking itself encourages bowel movement, and it does this by increasing the blood flow to your abdomen, and it's also fantastic at helping relieve constipation and reduces the risk of colon cancer. So this aids your digestion, and it also means that you are more likely to feel energized in the afternoon. I think one of the fascinating things about walking is that there's a synergy with eating whole grain. Whole grain has been associated with lowering your risk of some of the major illnesses, including coronary heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes and cancer. Likewise, so does getting a little bit of exercise. So how fast do you need to walk to get this benefit? Well, walking at a moderate intensity is different for everyone. And so the best advice I can give is to get the most benefit is to focus on your exertion levels rather than anything else. Exertion is measured by your heart and breathing rate. So for your walking pace to be brisk, you need to be breathing a little harder than usual. You should be able to chat and speak in full sentences, but you shouldn't be able to break into song. So when it comes to meditation and moments to be present, I think possibly the bassinage is one of the moments I use this the most for. And also between bassinage, I personally find this to be the moments where I actually use that little tiny window as a marker in which I can actually turn everything off. I put my phone on with an alarm so I don't fall asleep. And I use that to be present, to meditate and to get my hands in between into the dough. And by being calm and getting my hands into the dough, this is what is one of the things that turns me into a good baker, because you really need to understand your dough to be with it. You need to sense it and feel it, to smell it and know it. And I often compare being in love with baking sourdough. A bit like meeting someone, a new lover or someone you fall in love with, and getting to know how it responds. Because baking is a relationship. You use all your senses. It's an organoleptic experience. And being in that moment will also decrease the beta waves and increase the alpha waves in your brain. So this has the effect of making you feel more relaxed, more calm, more focused and better able to deal with stress. It's no wonder we fall in love with the bread making process. So I think My advice when you're making your sourdough is to use those natural breaks while you're mixing, proving, baking and shaping, because sourdough baking has a structure and you can use that to make those meaningful breaks, which in turn, the evidence suggests that this is going to help support a healthy gut microbiome and aid good digestion.